Now, so.
Okay, so we'll continue our discussion of Pasakum. We started yesterday. We mentioned that the mission of Avodah Zarah, the Halam and Ham and Beis, lists various different things which, if produced by a non-Jew, it's also to eat or drink, although mutar b'hanah. One of the things mentioned is pas in that Mishnah. Mishnah also mentioned the shlokos, other types of cooked food, bishalakum separately. We discussed yesterday why that should be separate. We'll come back to the bishalakum b'ez Hashem next week. But one of the things mentioned is pasakum. But there is a question that we kind of looked at the end. Was this rabbinic decree regarding pasakum lifted? Was it overturned? In the Mishnah itself, it mentions that the Rebbe Beis Dino, he tira shemen, the din of shemen hakum, olive oil was one time also very much a staple, just like bread was a staple. It's less of a staple today, but at one time shemen, also olive oil, was used for cooking, used for salads, was used for dips, was used also to grease the pots, and some people had Teflon and so on. But anyway, so shemen was also a very basic staple. So the Mishnah mentioned there were gozer on Pasa and Shemin, they're kind of lumped together, but the Mishnah says that Rebbe and his Bezin were matter, they revoked the decree verses regarding Shemin. Rashi points out that it wasn't really Rebbe, it was the Messiah, okay, whoever it was, but the decree was overturned. The question is, do we say the same thing by Pasach? Was that decree ever revoked, repealed, overturned, whatever term you want to use? So the there seems to be conflicting stories a little bit in the Gemara. The truth of the matter is that the Gemara introduced us to something called the pas palter, okay, which means bread baked for commercial purposes. Palter means a baker. Okay, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hem and Beis introduces us to bread baked, by palter for commercial use and so on. Does that make a difference? The Sugya of Lamed Vav Aleph, the latest Sugya we had back in Sus 23, discussed the reason why they released or revoked the decree regarding Shemen is because it was there, Robert Tibur Yochel Lamed Vav. People couldn't maintain keeping that and so on and so forth. So the decree was undone. And the question is, what about Pas? So the Gemara tells the whole story. We had it off the last time back in Sus 27. Gemara tells the whole story. The initial opinion, Amar Kana Rabbi Yochanan, in the beginning of 27, is Avodah Zarah Lamed Hamid Beis. Pas lo hutar bebezdin. No, the decree against Pas was not revoked, was not overturned. But then the Gemara said, why? Did anybody think it was? What do you have to tell me that the decree wasn't overturned? If you tell me the Xeria was not revoked, that means somebody must hold that it was revoked. So the Gemara said, yeah, and I have a whole story with Rebbe. They were traveling in some out in the countryside somewhere, in some rural area. And non-Jew brought him bread, and he said that it was okay. He ate it, and people thought, oh, it must be that Rebbe decided that this decree prohibiting pas baked by goy must have been revoked. And the explanation was not true. Like I mentioned yesterday, you have to be careful with Meiser Rav. You have to know who's reporting the story to be understand what's going on and so on. And they said that wasn't true. Okay. And then Rav Yosef says the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the whole story was a different story. Came to a place where there's no bread available at all. And from a Jew, and he asked, is there any palter here? Okay, so everyone assumed that he meant, oh, must be a palter or goy. And he's permitting it. Okay, so the Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, says, Hulo Omer Ela Palter Yisrael. No, he wasn't asking for a non-Jewish, never changed his mind, never revoked the Gzeira against Pasakum. He's looking, isn't there any Jewish baker here? And Abchelbo said, no, maybe he did mean a Palter or Kochavim, but that was only when there was no Jewish baker available. Bread was not available. That was a particular case over there. There was no other bread available. Bread is a basic staple of life, food that people have to have. There was no other bread available. So under such extreme condition, then Rebbe said, Taka, you don't have to worry about the problem of Pasakum if there's no Pas as well available. And Rabbi Yochanan said that was Uchelbo. Rabbi Yochanan added at the end of the sugya, Filamanda Palta Kochavim, and even if he meant to add, even if Taka was allowing bread baked by a non-Jew, that was only, and there was no other Israel there and so on, that was Hani Milibas Soda, that's only out in some place where you're there temporarily, there's no concern. Let's remember this whole din is a din d'rabbanan to begin with. Let's keep that in the back of our heads. The whole din is a din d'rabbanan anyway, to prevent chasnas, to prevent too much social interaction. We discussed yesterday at length that eating is a social activity as well. And therefore, Chazal wanted to limit, the Jews and non-Jews getting together to eat, to drink, which again has social implications and creates a certain closeness, which because I felt it could be inappropriate and it will ultimately lead to chasnas. So they said, if you're out in the Soda somewhere, you're passing through some rural area, you just happen to be there temporarily and so on. So then that's when Rebbe allowed Abba Be'ir, low, but in the city, he didn't allow pas Balter, even if Balter over Kocham, he only meant it out in the field. And then the Gemara says that Evo, who was the father of the Amora Rav, he didn't seem to care about the whole thing. He seemed to say that you're allowed to eat it all together. So it's unclear from the Gemara what the Maskona exactly is. But the different stories and different reports, it's exactly what Rebbe did and what Rebbe meant and so on. And the Tosas, the Aron HaBarzel on Heaven Raised in 29, sends us to Yerushalmi. Okay, Tosas says that the fact that I had to make that statement at the beginning of the Gemara that said that pas lo hutzul bebezin, apparently people thought it was, which means that it didn't spread everywhere. It wasn't lo poshul yisuro. And the Tosa says, we can't some po'at alecho pas lo bekochavim, kevin shalo poshul yisuro b'chol yisuro. Okay, so he says, halacha l'maisa, apparently this gzera pas akum didn't necessarily spread. Okay, but Tosa says, and then sends it to Yerushalmi, that's we left over the list of Yerushalmi and Perek Beis, or it's halacha ches. It also has, there was some confusion and also a question, did it mean when there's no Jewish baked bread available and so on. So that's what we kind of left off with. So let's just see in terms of the, I forgot to include in the Maromah comments, I apologize. But you can add it or make a note to put it in. On Daf Lamed Zayin of Aleph, the Gemara has a discussion. That's why the assumption that Rashi made in the Mishnah that it wasn't Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. So the Gemara has a discussion on Lamed Zayin of Aleph. I forgot to put it in the comments. I apologize. It was a Mistamech, also Yehuda Nasiya Kasid of Simloi. He was talking of Simloi. And Amalei Simloi, Lo Ha'isa Emesh Beis HaMedesh, Kishin Tarnas HaShemen. Okay. So you missed a big, exciting, activity in the Beis HaMedesh. We were not there HaShemen. Sometimes you're absent that day, I remember I was like tell over a very good friend of mine. That was in a different shul many, 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 many years ago. The rabbi of that particular shul made a controversial drasha, and it created a whole buzz in the shul, And this friend of mine, it happens, he fell asleep when the drasha started. And he was sound asleep. And when he got up, the clock to say Kaddish, and he said to Kaddish, did I miss anything? He missed the whole Torah. Anyway, it was a long time ago. But that's what the Kohen Pei Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya said to him. Amalei Simloi, or he said, Amish Reis HaMedesh, Kishan HaShem. So he said to him, Amalo, B'yameinu Tati Rav HaSapas. Simloi seemed to say, we should also be mad. You see it there, it's Amalei Zayin HaMedesh. Amalei Zayin HaMedesh. Okay, we'll take more. We'll look it up. I just forgot to put the Maron comes. But he said we should be about their pas also. Just like again, and I pointed out yesterday, pas and shana are lumped together in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. So we should be about their pas also. So Yehuda Nasiya's response was Amarlo Korulon Beisdin Sharia. Beisdin Sharia. We can't do it. It sounds like fundamentally he didn't have a problem. But he said, we're gonna be known as the Mekilim. We're gonna be known as the Bezin that's not everything. It undoes all the other Xeris and so on. You don't want that reputation, so on. That's what they So it sounds like from there they didn't repeal. They did not talk to revoke the gzera of overturn the gzera regarding pasakum, not because the logic didn't make sense, but once they did with Shemin, he said let someone else do it, whatever. He didn't want to do it. If you look in the Rambam, and again I forgot to put this Rambam also, Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Machlokes and Sus Halacha Tes. Rambam says Yesh Shom Dvarim Acherim Asur Osim Chachamim. In general, there are certain things with the Chachamim Asur, the Afal Pisha Ainli Surin Iker Min HaTorah. You know, there's nothing, let's remember, we're not talking here that they're non-kosher ingredients, it was cooked and baked in non-kosher utensils, nothing to do with that. Ainli Surin Iker Min HaTorah. But Gozu Alein Kedei Lisrachik Min Achim, they were only there to keep away from non-Jews, Adshalis Arben Yisrael Beod, the Chassus, because we don't want a minute again, we want a minute out of social contact. Social distancing, that's what they want. He was today's language, right? They want to create social distancing. I remember that when the pandemic first started, when we first came back to shul, we had to talk about social distancing. So now, a certain fellow in my shul said, I've been practicing social distancing for decades. Interesting guy. Anyway, the Elohim. And here there's some of the things. Also, Lishtos, this is again a parag, Yud Zayin, of Hilchos Macholot, which is like a test. Also, Lishtos, Imoyen, Afilu, B'mokom, Shein, Lochosh, Li'ayin, Nesach. Now, a drink socially with non-Jews, even though there's no yayin nesech, it wasn't used for wine libation, it wasn't, nothing like that. Okay. Ve'asu lecho piton o bishulein afilu b'makom she'ein lachosh lebiulein. And I asked Pasak, and Bishakim, even there's no concern about the utensils, the ingredients. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam, it seems like the bottom line is that the Pasakim remains intact, the Xer remains intact. But let's look at what some of the Rishonim have to say. Up to source 32. Look at what some Rishonim have to say regarding, again, these kind of conflicting views in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it was overturned, it wasn't overturned, it was overturned if there's no other stuff available, or it depends whether you're out in the field or, you know, in a rural area or in the city where you have closer contact. All these factors, how do they weigh in? So there's a tshuva from the Rosh, I printed 32, Klal Yutes Simnachov. Okay? So he asked, someone asked him, first of all, Shalt Abinyan Pasol Kusim, Imrotzalom Adavka She'ofo Beveso Afilu Parashim. First of all, there's a whole zera. We can understand the distinction. We can understand if a guy bakes in his house, why do you come over for Thanksgiving? You know, and they give you, that's one thing. But if it was a karam and a shuk, and again, very often the baker doesn't know, and the baker's not baking specifically. Even if I know who the baker is, and the baker knows who I am, but he's not baking it for me, he's baking it for commercial distribution. So I happen to walk into the store. That's going to lead to a close relationship. So, and bin pasha balabatim also b'chol inyan. What if it was made by the Balaam? It's always us. I feel him shuffle Doran and he saw the Beso. Even if you don't go to his house, he dropped it off, you know, before the Mother's Day to get dropped a bagel, you know, something like that. And what about, okay, so I can't because it's going to, but can I give it, I can throw it out, or can I give it to another Jew who doesn't even know who baked it, right? You can see all these questions. So Da, says the Rosh, Pasha Akum, Nesar, Kamal Shlokos, that's the Rosh. It doesn't matter where it is or whose house you're in and so on. Then later on, at some later time, they limited the Xeria to only in the house of the Kusi. B'mokom shenogu al pi Yerushalmi liknos min apalter v'lesu shabarabatim. Once it was based on Yerushalmi that and a little bit in the Bible also that they allowed paspalta, again, that's back in 30, right? You look at the last line of 30 in the Yerushalmi and Abodazar Park Bay Lachakes, Rabban and the Kissin, Rashem Yaakov Acha Kidivre, me shulmatir or bubab bin a palter. I don't know, but no one holds like that, but again, that's what he says. So those who want to run in the Yerushalmi, so shalpalta mutu chol inyan, afinum kono barabais menu. That even if you bought it directly from the guy, not the loaf of bread in the supermarket, they have no idea where it came from. You buy fry off his bread or whatever. That's, and again, these are, we know those have Ashgacha, Chavke, the OU, that's not telling it's Pas Yisrael. They're just telling you the ingredients are fine. There's no problem from an ingredient point of view. It's not Pas Yisrael. Anyway, so, that's how the Rosh Lash connect to it. Okay? Now, the Rashba in two places, in the Chedusha Rashba, on that Daphne of the Zohar, Lamed Hem Beis, and in the Bayis Harp, Bayis Gemel Shar Zion, tries to analyze the different shitas in that Gemara back in source 27, Lamed Hem Beis and the Zohar, the different versions of what Rebbe did, what Rebbe meant, so on when he took bread from this guy out in the rural farmland where he was. So, Omer Chalbo, we'll read the Chedusha Rashba, it's more or less first, I thought it's clear in the Chedush Rashba, but it's in the Bayis Harav, so we can look at it. Amar Chaba, Afilu Manda, Amar Palter, Over Kohala, Hani, Mila, B'makom, Shein, Bo, Palter, Yisrael. Chaba, let's remember, limited, that even if you're Taina, that Rebbe had in mind, only if there's no, you know, Pasachim is okay, that's only, B'makom, Shein, Bo, Palter, there's no other better bill, no prayer. That far Rebbe didn't go. Rebbe was out there in the farmland, especially according to the second version of the story. He saw that Talmidim had nothing to eat. There was no bread available. Okay, so in that case, he allowed it. That's Chalbo's limitation. So he says, only that's limitation one. Okay, and meaning that even if you're out in the field, but there's, you know, someone in the rural area, but there's Jewish bread nearby, then you can't rely on it. It wasn't a blanket heter for pas palter akum. Because only if there's no other bread available, even out in the boondocks, okay? Then came along Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, I feel tame of palta or kachama, I mean, but saw that. Rabbi Yochanan put a different limitation. He said, no, the only heter was out, you know, again, out in the field. We only did it temporarily. You're not going to get to know the person and so on. It's a rural area. I will be here alone with Shem Chassis. So now the question is, what is the relationship between Chelvo and Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Are they arguing with each other? You can just look at yourself in 27, but four quarter. You found out Rabbi Chelvo said, it's only mutter, there's no papa Israel. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only mutter out in the rural area, not in the metropolitan area. Are they complimenting each other? Did they disagree with each other? The two different shitas? So he says, V'yesh lefarish, says the Rashba, the second line of 33, Rabbi Yochanan lo polig at the point. Okay. Ela letfuya teira kasi, that feel of the ear, kol hecha, the leka papa Israel, and papa come. In other words, he's saying they're not arguing with each other. Okay, Chelbo is saying, I don't care where it is, I don't care where the field. It's only a mutter if what do you call it? It's only mutter if you no palti is all available, no Jewish bread. When palti is from Sharm, then Chelbo. Okay, but if that's when a palti is allowed, there's no Jewish bread available. But us, if Yochanan lemeimar, if Yochanan says the besode, afal gav the ikah beir, a smuchol of palti Israel, lo matzuchin leish duer lemizban who palti Israel should beir, kemish besode me ain pas palti mitzuyin. Okay, so basically, according to Rashba, we kind of take the cooler of both, so to speak. Okay, if Yochanan, we pull together the cooler of both of them. If there's no palti Israel, then the pas goy is mutter, okay, and even when there's no palti Yisrael, one second, there's no palti Yisrael, if no palti Yisrael is available, then the pas of the goy is mutter, and even if there is palti, that's cooler one, and even if there is palti Yisrael available, but if it's out in the field, it's still mutter. That if you follow, so we can kind of combine both. It's still mutter if it's in a rural area. Okay, so basically what ends up with it, it's only going to be usser, okay, it's only going to be usser if it's A, in the metropolitan area, in the city area, and B, there's no Pata Yisrael available. Okay, so if we take the coolers on both sides. That make it clear? All right, that's in words in the of course, pas palabayas, that's for sure usser. All this whole discussion is only paspalta, paspalta and shorsa. So again, it comes out the way the Rashba is learning is we take the kula of both sides. So we say that if no palti Israel is available, then the pas akum is mutter, paspalta akum is mutter. Okay. And even where there is palti Israel available, but the pas akum is still mutter, if it's out in the, you know, the countryside somewhere and not a rural area, it's only going to be usher if both. Okay. It's only usher if you have, if it's in a city. And there's no palti Yisrael available. And palti Yisrael is yes available. I'm going to write again. It's usher if it's in the city, and palti Yisrael is yes available. I think before I said none of them. Yes available. And that's what comes out from the Rashba. Okay. So again, you look in the Chenir b'Dibur Fasizal and so on. He says again, Mashman in the sixth line, the Chol Hecha the Leker Palti Yisrael Itura Fil Beir. Okay, if there's no pasul as mutter in the city, and there is so we got it. Okay, so that's the opinion. That's when you say Rebbe was matter that pot. That's what he meant. Okay, but not that he undid the whole zayr. Okay, so that's the shita of the Rashba. Okay. The Ran, again, you see the same thing. It says 34. The point is that the Rechel and Rebbe are not arguing. They're giving different scenarios, and we take the coolers of both. We're only going to ask her A, in the city, and B, Palti Yisrael is very readily available. Okay? That's what comes out of it. Any of those conditions are missing, then we don't have to worry about the, the Xerah of Passover. But not that it was released entirely. It's not true. Not that it's completely mutter. Okay, the pas akum balabayas this remains also. So we'll move down to the round. If you look at the beginning of the bias, it doesn't yesh lefar. Beilchem lo polig at the chalva. Okay, it spells it out. Okay, it's the same idea. And look at the end of that first part. Yudah dafka ben apal there. The Rashba is not saying that we do away with the zera pas akum altogether. Only make on pas palter. Okay, good. So the Ran actually presents a number of different shittas here. The Ran is on that Sugan of the Zohar. It starts on the Yudal of an Aleph. And the page of the Rif goes over the Yudal of the base. And the Ran has the following. Starts with the Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu tema palta v'kachavim, hani mila basode, amo be'ir lo. Okay, that was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the whole heter was only out in a rural area, not in a metropolitan area, for the reason we explained. And what does that mean? Ikoman the Omar, okay, there's one opinion, the Rabbi Yochanan alishna the b'chelbo samech, but betarte boy. We said that Rabbi Yochanan, the Rashba said that the Rabbi Yochanan is either or. Okay, he's saying you need both. He's saying got to put together Rabbi Yochanan and Rechaba l'chumra. He's saying you need both. Okay, it's and not or. So according to the Ran, you need a. There's no palter in Yisrael available. Okay, and dafka besodeh. But if it's beir, okay. Then I don't care if there's no palti Yisrael available, tough luck. Okay? And if it's besodeh, and there is palti Yisrael available, you have to go to palti Yisrael. So he says you need both. That's what comes out. So if you need ain palti Yisrael, and it has to be besodeh in order to be mutter. So if there's no palti Yisrael, then it's okay besodeh. Okay? But not be'ir. Then it's also. And if it's be'ir, okay, and there is palti Yisrael, then it's also be'asr. You need both. Okay, that's the first Ikoman Nomar in the Ran. Okay? But, he says, so again, let's read Ikoman Nomar, Yochel Yisrael, Yochel Yisrael, the Tarti boy, the Chumra, Sode, Vileka, Palti Yisrael. You see? So that's the first opinion of the Ran. Then he says, the Ikoman Nomar, the Samuel, the Yochel Lo Samach of the Chalba. Yochel ignores the Chalba. Klal. And we're not interested in Rechabo, actually. We all come in, he rejects Rechabo, and we reject it. Elakula milsataya bain sada v'ir. Up next page. Besada shori lolam, v'ir asad lolam. Period. Okay, never mind. Doesn't matter about these. We're not interested in what's available. It's a matter of where it is. And that goes back in a certain logical way to the issue of chassidus. You're out in some place traveling through temporarily. We're not worried about chassidus. Doesn't matter. There's another Jewish bakery nearby. And out in the field is good, and the city it's no good. I don't care what's not available. To be it. Okay, that's the second mandomar in the round. Then he says v'yesh l'hakel o, kind of the third view, and this is like the Rashba. Okay, where before. Okay. There's a third opinion, okay, a third approach. That's why Rashba said it. And again, the whole thing is Rabbanan, and Ode Shalom Poshi is Rabbanan. Not only is it Rabbanan, but not everybody accepted it and so on, and therefore Royal Hokkabaka. And then he quotes the, okay, so that's the three sheet of the Ra. The third one being parallel to Rashba, the first one being mamish, the opposite of Rashba. You need both the chumra, and the middle sheet is just rejects the chumra. That depends where you are. That's it. Okay, those are the three sheets in the round. Then he quotes Abu Bedibe Rambam Zal Perkizam to the source near the Hani Lishni Pligi, the way he reads the Rambam, and the Rishi also reads the Rambam differently, but the way he reads the Rambam, it's a question how to read it, but the way he reads the Rambam, he says. Okay, he goes with the Shita of Rechelbo, okay, and it was just like the middle sheet in the Ran, I don't call it middle, the second sheet in the Ran ignored Rechelbo altogether, said it's just a matter of where you are. The way he's reading the Rambam, we look at Rechelbo, not Rechelbo. It doesn't matter where you are. It's a matter of whether Palti Yisrael is available or not, whether Jewish baked bread is available or not. So that's how he learned it. Okay? And look at the brackets there. B'mokom she'ein Palti Yisrael mutter, mashma fil be'ir. But that's only provided ein Palti Yisrael mutter. Balo hiske sodek klal. Okay? And the Rambam never mentioned it. You look down the thing, and look at the Rambam, Perakud Zayin Halakha Yud Beis, Vilkos Machalos Asuras. Having 36. Afal pi sh'asu pas akum. We'll come back to this point. Yesh mekomos sh'mekim v'dov alokim ben anachtom akum. Again, from a baker. B'mokom sh'ein sham nachtom Yisrael uva sode. Okay? And that sounds from here, and this is what the Beis Yosef read the Rambam, not the way the Rambam did. Because he mentioned vasode. Right? How the Ran just said he doesn't mention vasode. Sure he does. Here it is. Okay? The Mokum, that sounds like he's like here. It sounds like he's like the first day in the Ran. That's Machum takes both the Chumra. And B'Mokum she'ain sham nach mizvah. Oh, Basoda and also Avil. Nei she'u shasad chak. Al pas balabatim ain sham mishemor balahak. She goes here mishem kasim yochal pas balabatim yochal misoda. Fine. The Ran and others say that there's a girsa question. We have the word here. She'ain sham nachtam Yisrael ubasodet. But some have the language ukshera. The word is not ubasodet. The chaf and the beis got transposed, and the dal and the resh got transposed. So you see that ubasodet with a copying of things over my hand. You know, there's this famous Gemara by Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Aruch was the one in Pirkei Avos that Yochanan Zakkai said his. Explains a little better than everybody else, you know, but then same as, sounds like either he went up to Derek, he forgot his learning, something happened, and he was called up to read in Parashat Bo, and he made, instead of a chodesh elachem, he read it, hechresh le'alibon, or something like that, the whole Joshua's name, and the end of Shabbos. Anyway, be that as it may, sometimes those letters can get mixed up. All right, so it says, that then you read the Rambam like this, lokin pas achum imokum she'en shom nachum Yisrael, kama, ukshere v'neishi shasat chak. So it fits. But then the Ran is right. The word basada doesn't appear. In which case, the Rambam is a different shita. It's not like requiring the chumers of both, like the first mandam and the first ikadamri in the Ran. But it's a different shita. Looking at a chelbo, it depends not on where you are, but depends on the availability of Jewish baked bread. You follow that? That's how I read the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef doesn't read like that. The Beis Yosef had our girsas. The Beis Yosef said, no, the Rambam is like the first ikadamri. The first man in the Ran, right? He's saying you need nachum so uba so that, okay. Anyway, that's what comes out from the Ran. So he quotes the Rashba. You look in the Rambams, you'll see these different gears. Okay. Anyway, All right. So it comes out really. I mean, there are possibly four shitas here. Let's summarize it. There are possibly four shitas here. There's the first mando in the Ran, which Beis Yosef said is the Rambam as well. Okay? And that's based on combining Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chelbo Luchumim, which the result being, if there's no Palter Yisrael and you're out in a rural area, Mutter. Okay? If you're in a city, though, then it's Osir. And if Yesh Palter Yisrael, it's also Osir. And in the Sada and in the city, right? There are four. Therefore, there's two possible two things, right? There's ain't palti yisrael basada, ain't palti yisrael b'yir. There's yesh palti yisrael basada, yesh palti yisrael b'yir. So, according to this first opinion in the Ran, the first ikah mandomar in the Ran, okay, three out of those four cases are going to be also only going to be mutter ain't palti yisrael available, and b it's basada. Everything else is going to be also. That's the first Yigidamah, because we think the Chumar is that you need both of Yochan and Rechelbo, both Ein Palti Yisrael and you need Basada in order for it to be Mutar. And according to the Beis Yosef, that simple reading of the Rambam, the way we have it printed, that's the Rambam wrote, Welcome Shein Shantam Shom Naftam Yisrael Ubasada. A simple reading of the Rambam, Ibn 36, Perk Tizan Alaf Yid Beis. Okay? Then there's a second Mandom in the Ran, second Ika Mandom in the Ran, who holds only like a Yochan, but that is where you are. So therefore, Basada it's going to be mutter, Be'ir it's going to be Osir, whether there's Palti Yisrael available or not. Okay? According to the first Mandam in the Ran, if there's no Palti Yisrael Be'ir, it's Osir. And if there's Yesh Palti Yisrael Be'ir, it's Osir. It's nothing to do with Palti Yisrael. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of where you are. And Basada can be mutter in either case. That's the second approach. The third approach is the Rambam, the way the Ran understood the Rambam. It said it may not be three sheets. It may not force me to three. Depends on how you understand the Rambam. Where the Ran read the Rambam, but the Rambam considered only Shein Shom Nachum Yisrael, because the next word is Kshera, not Uba Soda. The Rambam, again, the Ran said the Rambam never mentions Soda. Okay. According to that view, that's Uchelbo. He considers Uchelbo. So he's going to be matter if Ain Palter Yisrael, whether Basada Be'er, doesn't matter. And if Yesh Palter Yisrael is going to answer. Whether Basada Be'er. And then there's the Rashba. And the Ran himself seemed to lean that way. Which one the Ran himself seemed to lean, we kind of pass like the Yochanan and Rabbi Lakula. So it's mutter if there's no Palter Yisrael. whether in the Sodeh and the city, and the Yesh part of Israel, the Sodeh is going to be also, my Sodeh is going to be Mutter, still, anyways, and just this, the year it's going to be also. So it's really, again, just to clarify, according to the first Mount Domar in the Ran, and according to the Rambam, the way the Bishosir, the simple reading, the Rambam, there's only one case in the Mutter, Ain Palti Israel, and it's Besodeh. According to Rashban the Ran, there's only one case in the Osir. Okay, Yesh Palti Israel, and it's Besit in the Beer. Everything else in the Mutter. Okay, so those are the different Shitas. Okay, we have it straight, I think so. All right, so, yeah. And the Shach, people on the page just spell us out, just to tell us the other stuff. All right, so according to Rashban and the Ran, it's Mutter and Besodeh always. And okay, enough said. We got it. All right. The Mordechai introduces a different shita. Okay. Or another Mordechai there in Avodah Zarah. His name is Tuf Lamed. I'm the Sugan Tuf Lamed. Everybody's 37. Okay. Ani Midalekha Papi. So Chayim Matzosi Shehitir Rabbeinu Shmaria Pasul Kamal Misha Holech Baderech. You're traveling. I mean, may not be a din in the field per se. It's so that rural area is like means in a place you're passing through. It may be a din of a city, you know, halachically. But he says it's a din in holech baderech. Right, that's not your permanent place. That's a bin of shmaria. Okay, he says that holech baderech is mutari pasakum, even though it may not be in the sodah. It's a different angle because of the way he understands. But maybe I'm sorry.
So if you're passing through Brooklyn in that scenario, according to that shita,
according you don't have to him, I guess so, because again, if the whole thing is worth, is only because of chaslins, and you're never going to be there often, then we're not worried about it. That's what he says. And he brings a raya from the sugi regarding Demai. Okay? And brings a raya from Demai. There is it's a mission in Demai, Paragim, which is Aleph, I printed in 38. Okay? Demai means produce, which we don't know whether maestros were taken. Truma, everybody took. Don't mix up demai with meduma. Meduma and stuff got mixed together. Demai means we don't know this whether all the proper truma was taken because people don't fool around with truma because it's isakaris for zorati truma. Okay, so I think tevel. Well, but let's say the truma was separate. No question, did you give the maaser to the Levi? Not sure. Okay, so we have loads of coolers by the mic. Anyway, so the din is, the mission says in the mic, Paragimel, Mishnah 38, Machnisen es Machil es Aniyim Demai. You have produce, we don't sure you can give it to Aniyim, it's stuck and they have to eat and so on. They can't give them tevel, because it's a karsi tevel, but once truma has been separated, so it's not tevel anymore, you're not sure whether the maaser didn't get it taken. So you make a Machil es Aniyim Demai. Right, and the Rambam writes on that mission, Paragim Mishnah Aleph, in the Parashah Mishnah 39, because the mission says also v'sachsanim demai. Achsanim means guests, people traveling through, as the Rambam says v'achsanya heim ha'orchem. Yes, and he writes the also is also ob chashiva sachsam torosini v'alahok adam abneyadam. Gonna make it easier for people to host guests and some people traveling through. So you want to make it easy. They don't even have to hear some produce. I'm not sure what the status is. A whole tunnel. So therefore, they want to make life easier and they will make it. Okay, on the mind. The point is that you see that's what the Rebbein Shmaria, what the Mordechai is getting from. Okay, let's look what he said. Yeah, so that's what he says. The old heavy ride, the second line 37. Remember, we're doing this to Rabbanah here also. So this is Rabbanah, even though Truman's been taking, you're not supposed to eat it, but we have certain coolers. So he said, we have a cooler here too, it's this to Rabbanah, we have a cooler, you can give it to a traveler. Okay? Then, before we read on, I just want to show you the back to Nura, on that mission, the Y-Parag, the Mishnah, but Sanya, so Chel Shalmel, Israel, soldiers, the march, and they... They go through the town, so the people, the town folks have to put them up as a traveler. And the American also did, I think it's called quartering. I learned about the Revolutionary War, right? The soldiers need a place to stay. Okay, so if the soldiers are coming through a town, then the town people have to put them up and feed them and so on. Right? So anyway, that's what the Bartholomew is going on here. The Chsani, it's Chael Shamela. Welcome, 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 welcome different things. They stay overnight longer than you have to take ma'aseh. All right, I won't go into the my details. But in any event, that's what the Ben Ishmael says. It was cooler in a din d'rabbanan for people traveling through. They're not going to be there permanently. Okay, so claims the Ben Ishmael. And then he also goes on that they rely on this whole thing. He quotes some of these Gemaras that that really Buddha Nasiya was, we saw the Gemara before. I mean, it's the Gemara that I forgot to print, but that I read to you before. Huda Nasiyas was having a conversation with Simloi, and it sounds like Huda Nasiyas says the Mordechai was willing to go along with being Matir Pasak altogether, but they just want to be called, based in, Beidin of Sharia. So look on the sixth line, the fifth line of that Mordechai, the end of the line. Mashman Yimlav Hachi Ayim Atiro. Huda was willing to be Mekel. Kamo Shittos Hashemin. But what comes out that as in Cain lo poshli suba chayisol, the anu the osim mekoma shalom poshli suru. And Mordechai writes that our place and where he was, we don't have this issue. It didn't spread over here. Okay, anyway, but it got to be from the palta, can't be from going, because it has been. All right, just to look at some other sheet of the Rosh. We saw the Chua's Rosh before, but the look of the Rosh writes, because what we're seeing here is it really dependent on where the Xer spread to and where it didn't. So the Rosh writes in Perak Basin Chob Zaino of the Zara. Okay, I mean, the Kamar, he quotes the Gemara, that sounds like there were places that they had to make an announcement that the decree wasn't overturned, because apparently there were places that they all that it was. And that's what he says, Mashman, first line 41, Mashman Shiadua, Hailam Shesh Makom Shinoga Maheter. All right. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, his limitation, his limitation, Kobo, and so on. Okay. But the bottom line is that over third line, Makomo Shinogu Heta lo poshim Mitsuba Zes, some of them shall also the Bene Midinosum, Shinogu Heta, Ki Omo Shame, Osmo Komo, so poshim Shom Yisur, like we just saw in the Mordechai. And those places, they're from those places. And look what he writes now, four lines in the bottom, 41 there. Over Rove Makomo's Pizzerino, Ain Palte so Matsui, okay, around where we are, Jewish bakemen. I don't know why, and then maybe Jews weren't allowed to be bakers. The Jews were excluded from many lines of business in medieval Europe. And guild, you had to be part of the guild, part of the union, in order to be this profession, that profession. Maybe I don't know historically exactly, but the Rosh is saying, he's telling you the truth. We're all Makomas from Israel, Ain Palte so Matsui. Okay, so anyway, he mentions that. And therefore, it says at the end, Mokum Shinogo Lechol Pasal Kol Mutra Fud Bachil. So let's come now to Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis here. Yesh Mekomos Shemakilin B'dobar V'lokim Pas Minachtam Ove Kochavim. There are people who make it, but he then throws in, B'mokom She'ein Shom Nachtam Yisrael. That's only if there's no bread, Jewish baked bread available. Neish Shishas Adcha. Ramon says, V'yesh Omen, Tafilu b'mokom shepas Yisrael motzu yishori. He has the other opinion, and that's he quotes from that Mordechai in the Ben Ishmael. Avo pasu, that's only pas palter. Avo pasu balabatim ein sham misha mora balahakim. Okay, sheikar exempt from chasus. Yochal pas balabatim yavo lisa Islam, and Ramon adds again below mikri pas balabait ele muso lebnei beso, avol also limkor. Mikri palter. Baker means it doesn't matter where he bakes it. He maybe baked it in his kitchen. It doesn't have to be baked in a bakery. In a commissary somewhere had to be baked. But he baked it for commercial purposes. The baker, maybe, he's a baker. So he figures, okay, I'll bring home a loaf of bread for dinner tonight. That's called pas balabais, because he's not doing it. It's not a din of the baker or the bakery. It's a din in commercial, the intent for commercial distribution. That's the bottom line. So if a baker brings it home, and then he's eating outside, and he sees an entrepreneur, he offers him a piece of bread. Oh, my baker is pas balabais. No, so there are more, that's not pas balabais, because it's now he baked for his family, for the house. Okay.
But, is that Dafka when he bakes that bread with Kavanah to bring it home, or is that he made 100 loaves? He sold 80 of them. He brought two of them home.
Yeah, that's a different good question. It's not really clear from the Ramo. He writes, Aso Limkor. Chain Palter Sha Aso Atzmo. I think it probably doesn't mean leftover. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to, some of the other simonim in not to look again. I'll have to see what like. The Shach in Tikwat Meches, okay, quotes the Yeshua, that's the Ramo from the Mordechai Kosvatam. Never included. Okay. According to this approach, you could learn that in those places where the Gzera never spread, it never spread at all. That's a further question. We say the Gzera never spread. Did it mean which Gzera? The Gzera limited to Paspalter? Or the Gzera that Asher's Pasakam altogether maybe never spreads? He says, Mashma da filu Pasha balabatam mutter, the halom is Pasha klal iser Pasha komos on komos. And that's, he says, the reason, it looks like that for the Mordechai and so on. And the reason why, they released that, according to those who released that, Chazumi Tirum Shemchai Nefesh. Okay? So that's a question. Some say, was it really, it was, what's the chronology here? Was it they asked their Pasa, and they released it by Paspalter because of Chayes Nechai Nefesh? Is that what happened? But the Gzera of Pasakom was never, you know, rescinded, and it was, and that was accepted everywhere. Is that the case? Others say no. Okay, others say no. That's what the Shabbos quote is Machlokes. Others say no. Others say that the whole thing was never asur, was never accepted everywhere to begin with. That's how the Shach comes out. In other words, and that's how the other Mefarshim I mentioned over here. The Shach is going this Ramah. So in other words, basically, he's arguing with Ramah. Right? The Ramah said. Look at Ramo again. Look at the words. The end of the first line of 42 here in Simkufi basic base. The Yesh Omrim da filu b'makom shel pasha motzu shori. Okay. Avo pasha balabatim then ein mi shemore bo lahakel. That's Ramo wrote. Okay. That's Ramo wrote. But the Shach is saying not necessarily true. Okay. Is that automatically true? It could be if you hold lo nispashet. So it could be lo nispashet the whole zeri to begin with. So then you wouldn't need only paspalter. Then even paspal abaisu mutter. The whole gzera was never accepted. Okay, the chodesh. Okay, says not that way. Like the biar gro also. The biar gro is in Sukkot and Zion. Okay, biar gro is so clear. Biar gro just in Sukkot and Zion writes that. It sounds like maybe he's agreeing that even it's all the way mutter, even pass, so balabayas. But the prichodesh in Tzikot Neches in 45 basically said there were two different gzeres. Okay, the prichodesh is two different gzeres. There's one gzera. Okay, two different stages. Okay, now it's the second. You see what the Gro gets at, and if I'm understanding the Gro correctly, but the Mordechai said the reason why we're making the second part of the Mordechai after Kodesh Ben Shmaya, he said the reason why we're making is because some places never accepted the Isser in the first place at all. So that prompts the Shach to say, well, that means even Pas Balabas will be Muslim, not just Pas Balter. Okay. The Gro seems to say that that's not correct. Okay, and the Gro seems to say that we don't pass it like that, Mordechai, because, you know, again, according to the Mechaber, that would mean there'd be no pasakum. So, in other words, if the Gzera was never there, what did they repeal? In other words, look at the words of the Mechaber. Yesh Mekomish Mekilin, because it was a Shas of Chak, sounds like they repealed it. But maybe if there's no Gzera in the first place, what they repeal. So that's why he said we don't hold like that. But the Rechadosh, there's basically two different Gzeras. Okay, there's Gzeras about Paspal Abayas. Okay, and there's also Gzera of Paspalter. Okay, so Gzera of Paspal Abayas, everybody accepted. That was accepted everywhere. Everyone holds like that. There are Paspalter, some place didn't accept it. So that's how they learned. That's the question exactly what emerges. And the truth of the matter is, the machokas or the different views, I mean, extend to this day regarding Pasakum. But today, a lot of times, says on a big, now it's Pasisrol and so on. That didn't happen in my time, that's relatively new. But it depends really where you were, whether this was, and what was available. If you take a look in the Chochmas Adam, The Chachmasan lived in Vilna. He was Mechutin to the Gaon, right? He lived after the Gaon. So the early 1800s. So this is in Sharkis of Heter, Klaus Samaches, Samachei, Siv Beis. Here's the Chachmasan. So he's busy running bakery without having shmuz with you and so on. Kane saw some chaber. The yesh mekil because we pout up with yesh gam kane pass so much. From all. Of a cold bal nefesh royal zor came and she is pass on much in Moshe Yof in Moshe Yof and Michel Yisrael. Not to mention that's also in the Shach. But what if there is Jewish baked bread, but it's not as tasty? You know, the employees are better baker. And so that's another issue. Okay. But then he writes, the chol zeb pasu bater. Of pasu bal abatam, enish royal hakel, he eker zeh shim yochel pasu bal abatam, he said, it's not like the Rambam said, but the chitam miku pasu bal abatam, kol moshin nasen, machilas b'nei besa, filo hu palta kabua, mucha rabba, abo shahas en nimkor, abo shahin a palta, in dark limkor pas, kena shah pas, nas limkor mutter. Okay, bottom line is the chokma zonav is makel on pas, palter, well not on pas, but he's makel on pas palta, that's what he says. However, look in the Aruch HaShulchan, here in our Sim Kufi Beis, in the Yud Zayin, 47. Hinei Rabbeinu Rav Akos, Mishim Beis, Ala Heta Shul Pat, Ala Zel Shul, Yei Shomu, Ala Filu Mokum Shepat Shul Motsi Shori, and that's a cool Yose Gdol and so on. All right, that we had. And he said, the reason seems to be because the Gzeri didn't spread it. When he quotes the Shach, Abi Chodesh, Ve'ein Lisho, on the third line, Im Ken Gam Pas Palabayis Mutter. Don't think even Pas Palabayis Mutter. Kevan, that was a shot. That cool is only in pas palter, but all pas palabayas. Okay. A feel of impalter, yeshua, mesh palter Israel. Better to get from you if you can. But a pas yofa, as long as it's tasty. Throw something else in the second, I say to me, true yeshua, we'll hold and get back to that. But what I'm into right now is at the end. Behine b'medina senu kulam zehirim tomid b'zeh b'chol hashana b'chol inyan. Okay, that's where he lived. Aruch HaShulchan lived in Navarro. The Chacham Zalman lived in Vilna. And he said that minhag was not to be machner. Okay, again, not on pas. We're not making on pas palabais. We're machner on pas palter. We're not making on pas palter. Aruch HaShulchan writes where he lived. It was not like that. The Sinai Kulam is even talking about not just Aseret Mitzvot. Roy alone. Okay. Then he writes to Komos Harachokin. She's all Muatim. Out in far flung places. We're not doing Jews. Ain't Palti Yisrael. Then Ochem in Palti Shmat. Avalom in Pats Palabayit. Still not in Pats Palabayit. Im lo kishe ain lo ma lechol kalam. Let's see. Imam is a man to eat. Oz be a chol to lechol gam Pats Palabayit. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. So you see, different practices. Again, to this day, some people are machmir today only on Pas Yisrael. No, they're not. Okay, we don't go to the boy's house and break bread with him. But most, you know, many people, the OU and the Chavke will give Hashkocha on Pas Palter because you know the whole there is an employee. But there are people who only eat Pas Yisrael only alone. All right. We already saw the Chacham Zalman. You look in the Shach here by us, 48. The Shach here by us in Kotel Tes writes because our corner of our rabbi is father, etc. She came to write a minu. Because our class shom b'shem aposim, the biyud yemei atshuva yesh lizar b'pasul mekapal. So it's mean tshuva. Even if you're mekel and pas palter the whole year, you're not worried about pas, you know, palter, but you should be makar during the sarsim tshuva. Okay, Chenis Bor, we'll see in Aruch HaShem in Tzofresh Beis. Okay, but he writes the Shach Yesh Mir Nire Yesh is off Kodesh Shon Shalok Pas Shalok Avra Palter Heichli Yesh Palter Yisrael. Again, he held where he was. Okay, there's a Jewish bread bake. You should do it unless the bread, the Megorish bread, it tastes better. Yofi Yosef. Okay, but we have this Chumra of Aseret Mitzvah. So we know in general that people try to be machmir on certain things during Aseret Mitzvah that there wouldn't necessarily be. Machmar all year long. Many people are more capable of davening only bizman. They're not going to take advantage of, you know, the davening ben hashmoshes or whatever. Myron, they'll wait till after the tzeis. Other things that we're machmar on during the Aseret Mitzvah It's to be mizar itself. It's not. It's not just our trick because we're all looking such a mahmer. It means it won't rely on certain shittas. It's liyasu seis and so on. Where does that come from? We see these are quoted. The chokmas are quoted. The shach quoted. Where it come from? So there is a Rishalmi in Shabbos. Barakalav al Gimel 49. V'chi aruba b'mikud rav in atrachol mechol kosat achulin b'tahara echol. We know that there's a chumrah to eat even chulin when you're in a state of tahara. You're allowed to eat chulin, you're not allowed to eat truma unless you're kohen, can't eat truma unless it's Torah. But Chia told Rav, if you can, try to be nizer all year long to eat chulin, even chulin b'tahara. Okay, even chulin, not only truma, I mean, he's not a kohen, but even eat chulin b'tahara. But bring lav, if not, te ochel shiva yomen minshan. At least 7 days out of the year, Shemachar. Can't live with this chumrah of being ochel chulin al tahara all year long, at least 7 days. And there's a ton of discussion what the 7 days, doesn't say what the 7 days are. Okay, some say it's the Yom Tovim, but the Korban Aida on the page says, look at 50 there in Shabbos Parakal HaChagin. Inat, and if you can, right? Inat, Yochel, Echel, Chum, Tar, Kosno, Echel. If not, Al Koponim, Bishevim, Mishon, Dahainu, Shiva, Yomim, Shibain, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur. Right? There's 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Not including Rosh Hashanah, not including Kippur. There's 7 days. Then, Tezor, Batsol, Echel, Chum, Tar. Now, what about Rosh Hashanah itself? So the Korban Aida is, Rosh Hashanah, Lo Herzog, Azel, Lechel, Shepshita, Sheyochel, Batar, Shechayim, Odom, Tar, Sassman, Regal. That for sure you're going to be Torah, okay? Now, that's a question, Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, that's the Korban Eidah. The 7 days are the 7 days of Maaseh Mitzvah, not including the Tuesday Rosh Hashanah, the one day of Yom Kippur. That's how the Pnei Moshe says, also very simply, that's the 7 days. So there, you have it, you're talking about Pasach and Pashach. I'm talking about even Chulam Bitar, but at least the Yerushalmi is introducing a Chumrah of Maaseh Mitzvah. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, of Yud Beis and Beis in the pages of the Rif, quotes from 40-52, quotes this Yerushalmi, Gassim Yerushalmi, that based on this Chumrah, again, Yerushalmi is not talking about Pas, it's talking about eating Chulim B'tahara. But it says the Ran in 52, Mikan Somku Ktsas Bnei Odom, Shalom Lecha Pas, Pata Okma Serv Shemir Hashem Kippurim. Yishum Hakam Ala Shiva Lefi Shemishnei Yom Tzom Shal Shalom, it's all places, Shakol Roshim B'vatein L'Kavad Yantim. It's a different thing. Didn't say Chayav Adam Taras as regal, but he says for Yontif, anyway, you're not using Pas Palter because everyone fresh, all the housewives, you know, the Shay Yisrael bake fresh bread for the covered Yontif. So for Rosh Hashanah Gufa, and then on the other end of Kippur, you don't eat Pas Palter or Pas, you don't eat. So therefore, it's only 7 days. And it was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I didn't have to mention to be Machmer. And you can ask, what about Shabbos? Right, but there isn't always, there's always is a Shabbos. But you have to figure out why Shabbos wasn't mentioned here. But the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and you can argue probably the same thing for Shabbos. Then the women baked their own challah; they weren't buying from the bakery. I don't know, today it's not true, but one time it was. And there, but bottom line, the Ran is one of the first ones I know. Anyway, the Ran or the Rosh also, Rishonim, they make the jump from this Yerushalmi, which was talked about eating chulam Matara, they make the jump to a Pascal. The Rosh is also on there. Rosh Hashanah Paragdal, quote say Rishalmi. And Kibalti, he quotes the name of Rabbi Yaakov, Kazer Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, Kibalti, She'elu Shiva Yomim Hein Shiva Shalom Kippurim, Al-Kei Nogu Ba'ashkenaz, Af Osan She'ein Nizharin Pashan Afon Kol Shonar, Resitz Mitzvah Nizharin, and this makes him the Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim Smitov Reish Gimel Sif Aleph, before Af Mi She'ein Onizhar Mipashan Kusim, Resitz Mitzvah Tzorach Nizharin. So this is bona fide din. It doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch about the dominant fire of making sure that Mary have to taste the other chumras, but this one actually makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And so it says in the Shabur, it's going now on 55, they're in the top range. Come on, Hainra Filip has part of Shabur. Okay? And we may know Yachal Lafas Batzmo, let's say you can't bake, it's a communal oven. Yach Shulchan Aruch. Do something like throw in, like we mentioned before, throw in a piece of wood to contribute to the process somehow, so it's not considered Pas Yisrael. Right? So you blow on the coals to get the fire to stoke up and so on. Okay? Yeah. Then he writes, in Ein Lefano Pasul Yisrael on Yosef Arba Milin, okay, more than 4 mil where you are, you don't have to go back just to get Pasul Yisrael, even if it's Mitzuba, Kemoshim Mutar Shai Moshe Shalom, like it's Mutar, the rest of the year it's Mutar here also. The Rosh Hashulpan, wrap up, the Rosh Hashulpan, there in Tafresh Gimel, Tivala, quotes the Torah, another Rishonim brings to Yerushalmi, and then quotes Rav Yoh, talking about the 7 days, and he writes in the second line, 56, in Torah, Yishon, and Sifal, and Rav Shulchan, and Korin, Zayin Yom, and Rishon, and Lava, and Chiyoch, and Tara, and Chayavot, and Tara, and Regal, and Ocha, and Kosta, Filo, Mishen, and Nizor, and Shana, and Pasha, and Yudah, and Sishon, and Shuma, and Ocha, and Zor, Sim, Beis, Lofi, and Nira, 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 basically, it's a hitter, it's a chumra, it's a proper thing. He said, if it's something which, like certain thing, let's say, chodesh b'chutzlaretz. So should you have to be machmer on that during Seder Mitzvah also? No, because that's not just a chumra. Pas Palter, everybody agrees, is mutter. Okay, some people are machmer, so a chumra you can take on. But something which others asked him and I did, now you're saying, well, fundamentally I agree with that position, so you can't go and eat chodesh even after the Seder Mitzvah. Well, Pas Palter was never din to begin with, it was all the chumra. Well, that's what the Rosh Hashanah said. Then, Finally, up with this morning of Rome. So Reish Mem Beis Hoshamas. Okay. Brings us up with regards to Shabbos. This is Hilchosh Mei and Hilchosh Shabbos. Quotes the Darkei Moshe, quotes the Rishalmi and so on, that the Shalmi brings the Shiochel, brings the Shiochel, Chulan, Matara, Meshiv, Yamash, Ben Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Bekosha, Alo Tesem, the 9 days, okay? El HaKocha, B'yontef, B'lav, HaKiochel, Matara, okay? B'tzorach Iyan, the other Mishalm, Mucham, Kuv, Shabbos, Ain't Tzorach, what about Shabbos? I said before, in Lokain, Yishar, Rak, Vav, only 6 days. If you knock out the two of the Rosh Hashanah, when you eat Matara, anyway, and Shabbos, and then Yom Kippur, not at all, they only have left to six. Keshetos and Shabbos, Beijum, and Tovah, Shosh, and Yesh Lomar, Terechia, Hayam, and Kaddish, Alpi, and Riyah, Kiz, and Rosh Hashanah, Kena, Iraq, Yom, Echad, Yontif. Terechia, originally, the time of Kiddush, Alpi, it wasn't 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it was only one. So it included Shabbos. But Lini, Rai, and Mitanis, it brings a riot for this and so on. But what ends up being clear from that moment of Rom, and that's an admission of Paskins that got involved as well, that on Shabbos also you should be careful. Okay, so you got involved in the Mishnah Berurah. So Reish Meis, Ayin Bachonim, Tafilu Nogin Lechol Pas Paltol She'en Yehudi Bechol, Mikomokom B'Shabbos V'yantim. However you work out that sugya that doesn't mention Shabbos, so work it out. But Lamaisa, many, again, today, personally, I try to eat only Pas Paltol on Shabbos. Okay, I know that in my shul, we have a Kiddush, we have Mizonis. We always make sure there's some Pasos, there's some Pasos on Mizonis also, but those who are Mizonis. Okay, so Shabbos, you know, I mean, well, the rest of the week I'm not machmer, but Shabbos I am machmer. And he said, "B'chol mikom akom Shabbos v'yontif, nochon lezor shalach alkim pasi som." They covered Shabbos. Then they covered Shabbos. Upasha dimo anu sein lo amar kaddish kimal upasha mihudim kimosha motzila anshe chayil alavrim yochel kaddish. Okay, the whole thing's only chum. Anyway, that's kind of finished up this first unit of. Discussion, but again, it's a little. The reason of different practice today, you see already the days of the Gemara, different practices and different Amoraim, limited to different circumstances. Some question what spread, what didn't spread, the difference in Rishonim. And we saw in the Achronim, the difference depending on where you lived, you know, and what was available, and so on. I mean, today, it's everything was readily available, but on the other hand, just like we brought up in the Magen Avraham and in the Shach and the Rosh Hashulchan, what tastes better. You know, to what extent does cost make a difference in a person's mind? In other words, basically, the sliced white bread you get in the supermarket, again, obviously with the OU, kosher and so on, but the sliced bread you get in the supermarket may be much cheaper than the pasta salt bread that you can get in the only kosher store. So does that also play a role? Okay, it sounds like to me that it would. Because if the taste plays a role, so your economic concern plays on the other hand, you could argue it was a dollar cheaper. I don't know. Okay. But the bottom line is many people on Mako, in regards to post-politics, then, based on what says in the Shemara, and that as a result, except as I say, people want to start some chula matter, and some people on Mako also Shabbos and Yom Tov to make sure you only get bread baked by a Jew. Okay, so we'll stop over here. And Beis Hashem, you have the next sources, right? So Beis Hashem, yes. So Beis Hashem, I don't know if it's a lot of sources have been mentioned. So we'll go through, we'll start it tomorrow. I don't know, as far as we can. I'm not necessarily doing everything, but then we'll continue tomorrow, and then we'll continue that on Tuesday. We'll move on to Bishalom. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.